Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shelema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Daf Ayin Tes Omen Aleph. The Gemara before brought the Machloikis of Hanani and the Rabbanon whether or not Oisei Besvenoi is Noyig by Zacharim or only by Nekevis. According to the Rabbanon, it is only Noyig by Nekevis because the Torah writes Benoi, and we darshin Mishav Noi Karach Acharov, which is Nekevis. Taisis on the bottom of Ayin Chesam Beis asks that once we have this pasuk by Oisev Esvenoi, why do we need an extra pasuk of Ein written by Shiluach HaKein to tell us that Shiluach HaKein is only Noi by Nekevis? We could make a Kavachimer from Oisev Esvenoi. Madach Oisev Esvenoi, which is Chomer, that it is Noi even b'mezuman, and still it's only Noi by Nekevis. For sure, by Shiluach HaKein, which is not Noyig b'mezumen, for sure it should only be Noyig by Nekevis. Now this Tosfos is klar l'shitasei to the Tosfos before it, where Tosfos says that there's an extra pasuk of aim in the parish of Shiluach HaKein in order to be a mayit zachar. The Leib Aryeh is medayik that the pashas of Rashi Divrei HaMaskol b'Nekevis is mashma that he is chaylik, and he holds that there's no extra pasuk by Shiluach HaKein to be a mayit zacharim. Rather, we see it from the Pasha Dekra, which only mentions aim and doesn't say anything about av. So obviously, like Rashi, if there is no kra yiseiro, so the kasha of Tosfos doesn't start. The Leib Aryeh is mazber Rashi that he holds that since Shiluach HaKein has no tam and it's a gzeiros hakosov, so we would say aim lecha boy elechidushay. And if the Torah only mentions aim, we would have no right to be marv zacharim even without a special meat. It could be that if the derech of the Leib Aryeh, we can be moisif that Tosfos may be argued in this point, and he held that there is a svar of Shiluach HaKein, like the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim that it is to avoid being mitzayir the aim. And if so, then that tam would misvara apply also to an av, because he also has an ava for his children, and it would be a tsar for him if you wouldn't send him away first. And therefore, Tosfos needed an extra pasuk to be memayit av. Otherwise, misvara, av would have been included. The etzim idea that the tam of the Rambam applies by Zechorim also, it's mentioned mefurish in the Tshuvas HaRashba, as we mentioned in the last year.
The Madane Yomtev, however, in Simon Aleph Ois Beis, is mashma a different pshat in Tosfos. He says Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi because there is no raya from the fact that the Torah said ha'im roivetzes and not ha'av, because it could be that the Torah just chose the urcha de milsa, which is for the aim to be roivetz and not the av. But be'emes it's lav davka, and the chiyuv is also if the av is roivetz. That's why Tosfos needed a kra yaseira to tell me davka the aim and not the av.
Legabi the etzem achloikis of Hananya and the Rabbanon, whether or not Oisev Esvenoi is noig even by Zacharim or only by Nekevis, although it seems that the machloikis is a local machloikis in Oisev Esvenoi, the Gemara many times is mevur that they are actually arguing in a broader machloikis if choshen lezera ha'av or ain choshen lezera ha'av. This machloikis has nafkaminus whether mules from different mothers can be crossbred, and also an afkamino whether an animal which was born from a chaya together with a behema, is that child chayiv in kisei adam and in matonis. This is most mefurish in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, which says v'lifloig b'choshin l'zera av b'pluksa d'chanayim v'rabonon. The Gemara is mefurish that the machlekes chanayim v'rabonon is a machlekes in whether or not choshin l'zera av. Now there are two mahalchim on how to explain why the shayla of Oisev Esbenoi, Noyig B'Zacharim Oiloi, is tali in the machlokes if choshen lezera av or ain choshen lezera av. The Ramban in his Chidushim explains that since Hananya's way of darshaning the psukim came out that Oisev Esbenoi is Noyig by Zacharim, that kufa is the makar for choshen lezera av. Dehainu, that choshishin lezera av isn't a svara mitzar atzmai. Rather, it is learnt out from the din of Oisev Esbenoi, Noyig B'Zacharim. Because if we weren't choshishin lezera av, then there would be considered no connection between the av and the ben, and the isser of Oisev Esbenoi wouldn't apply. Whereas the Rabbanim B'Pashtus hold that since I'll be the way they dash in the psukim, it comes out that Oysev Es Benoi isn't Noi by Zacharim. That Gufa should be a Makar that Al Karchach ain't Chayshin Lezerahav. So the Fidu Ramban, the Machloikis of Chayshin Lezerahav or not, isn't the Machloikis Misvara, whether to be Machsh of the Zerahav or not. Rather, it is a Teloda from the way each Tana learns the psukim by Oysev Es Benoi. Teres Chaim has a starka taina on the Ramban's Mahalach. Mehecha Tesi, to learn out Lidas Chananya from Oysev Es Benoi, that we are always Chayshin Lezerahav, maybe Ba'almo we aren't Chayshin Lezerahav. And that's why here by Oysev Es Benoi, we need a pasuk to tell me that it is an exception to the rule, and that here we are Chayshin Lezerahav. Why is it any different from now that we say Chananya holds Chayshin Lezerahav, and we have shver that by Shiluach HaKein it is noig only by the aim and not by the av. And we have to say that it's Xeris HaKosov, that here by Shiluach HaKein there is an exception, and by Shiluach HaKein we say Ein Choyshin Lezerav. If so, let's say that Chananya holds Ein Choyshin Lezerav, and the pasuk by Oysev Es Benoi, which answers even by Zacharim, is Xeris HaKosov, that Oysev Es Benoi is the exception, and that there specifically we hold Choyshin Lezerav. Therefore, the Teres Chaim has a different mahalach in the Gemara. He learns that really the machloikis of Chayshin or Ein Chayshin Lezerahav were svaris that the Rabbanan Chananya held of before the Pasuk of Oysev Es Benoi. Chananya held Chayshin, and therefore he wanted to learn up the psukim that it should come out that Oysev Es Benoi is Noig by Zacharim. So he darshined Oysev L'Rabbi Zacharim to take away from the mashmois of Benoi Misha Karach Acharov, which is mash only in the cave, is he used Oysev to be marbe Zacharim. Memela, he had to say that Lechalik doesn't need a pasuk, so he should be able to leave open the pasuk of Oysev l'rabbi Zacharim. The Rabbanon held, Misvar ein choyshin l'zerahav, and therefore, they didn't want to be marbe Zacharim from Oysev, so they held Oysev must be used Lechalik, and they went with the Tana that needs a pasuk of Lechalik. According to this Mahalach, the Machlekes of Choshen or Ein Choshen doesn't come from the Droshes and Oysev Es Benoi like the Ramban, but Adarabba, based on their Shittas and Choshen Lezerahav, that's the way they dash in the Psukim of Oysev Es Benoi. We have to try to answer now the Teres Chaim's Kasha on the Ramban. The Kasha boils down to, why do we learn from Oysev Es Benoi that we are Choshen Lezerahav and Kol HaTorah Kula, and Shiluach HaKein is the exception? Maybe we should learn from Shiluach HaKein that Ein Choshen Lezerahav and Kol HaTorah Kula, and we'll say that Oysev Es Benoi is the exception. The Ramban in the Mechomis is Mashma that he's coming to answer this question. And he says that Misvara, I would have said Oysev Es Benoi, shouldn't be Noi by Zacharim. Since the Ben is not Koruch Achar the Av as much as he's Koruch Achar Aim, so there isn't such a connection between the child and the father like there is with the mother. Just like by Shiluach HaKein, we see it's taka only noyig by the aim, and it's for this reason because the connection of the child is only to the mother. So if the Torah is mechadish, that Oysev Es Benoi is yen noyig by Zacharim, it must be because the Torah is being megalatos, that be'etzem and kol HaTorah kulo choyshishin lezera'av. And that's why it applies even by Zacharim by Oysev Es Benoi. And the fact that it isn't Noi by Shiluach HaKein, we will explain that it is due to the fact that the attachment between the father and the child isn't as strong as the attachment between the child and the mother. The Torah didn't make the din by Zacharim, even though we're Choshen Lezerahav, because for some reason by Shiluach HaKein, the Torah requires a very strong connection in order to have the mitzvah. Masha'inkin by Oysev Es Benoi, the connection is not required to be as strong, and since Choshen Lezerahav, it's enough of a reason to say that Oysev Es Benoi is Noig by Zacharim, even though the connection between the father and the child is not as strong as the connection between the mother and the child. Gemara afterwards brings a machloikis from Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you're allowed to be Marvia, two Predis who have different mothers. The Gemara explains that the Machlokes is Talu if Choshen Lezerahav or Ein Choshen Lezerahav. The Chachamim hold Choshen Lezerahav. So we say that even though the mothers are different, but since both of them have a parent, which is a Sus, and a parent, which is a Chamor, they are considered one min, and is Mutter to be Marvia them together. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein choishin lezera av, so you pay attention only to the mothers. So the two praises would be considered two different minim, and aser barvo. The Gemara is demesupik, if Rabbi Yehuda holds vadai ein choishin lezera av, or be'emes he's mesupik if choishin or not, and he said, ein choishin rak lechumra. The Gemara says that the nafkamina is if you can be mavia a preda with his mother. The Rosh Yosef and Rabbi Yashiv in his Aris asks that the Gemara could have said a nafkamina in the case of the Braisa Gufa of being mavia two predas with two different mothers, and the nafkamina would be whether or not you get malchus or not. Because only if we say ein choishin lezera avivadai would you get malchus. Rabbi Yashiv wants to answer that the Gemara wanted to say a nafkamina, which is negeya even nowadays, when there is no malchus. The suffix of the Gemara needs beer. Mehecha teisi b'chlal to say that Yehuda only said his shita of ein choishin lezera av misafik and not bevadai. First of all, why make him a supik if we don't have to? But more than that, since the Gemara is medame, this machloikis of the machloikis of Hanani and the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda is going like the Shita of the Chachamim, if so, then he should hold that it's mutter l'chachila to shecht oisev espinoi by Zecharim, like Rashi explains the Shita of the Rabbanon on Ayin Ches of Abayzev Amaschov Einu Noig b'Zecharim, that the Rabbanon hold that it's mutter to shecht oisev espinoi l'chachila. If so, then Rabbi Yehuda must hold that ein choishin lezera av bivadois, because he's saying it even lekula. So why would the Gemara want to mechadish that no, Rabbi Yehuda is really a third shita that holds that there's a suffix of choishin or ein choishin? The Madura Basra answers that we see that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said his din, he mentioned first that it was mutter to be marvia two predis who have the same mother and father. Now that din is mutter, even if we say ein choishin lezera av only misafik. If Rabbi Yehuda held ein choishin lezera av bivadois, he should have said a bigger chiddush that you can even be marvia a preda on its own mother, which would only be true if ein choishin lezera av bivadois. Because of this diik, the Gemara had it sad that Yehuda was a third shita who held ein choishin lezera av only misafik.
Based on this vart, we can answer
the Rosh Yosef and Rabbi Yashiv's ha'ara why the Gemara said dafka the nafkamina of the heter of a preda with its mother, because the whole diak for the shayla came from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say this case. So since we were coming from that diak, we said this nafkamina. Now, we mentioned before that the Gemara brings a braisa which says, Rabbi Yehuda oimer kol hanoldin minasus. Afa pisha avin chamor mutarim zebze. The Gemara Lamaskana comes out that the case the Brice is talking about is when both animals have a mother who is a sus and a father which is a chamor, and the chiddush is mahu desay maotzi tzad sus umishtamish b'tzad chamor vaotzi tzad chamor umishtamish b'tzad sus kamash malon, that we don't say this. The chiddush is that we don't say that the tzad chamor is being mishtamish with the tzatzos, and that therefore there should be an iser kalayim. Kamash v'lon, we don't say this. L'chayro, the pashas of the Gemara is that what is the kamash v'lon? The kamash v'lon is that the tzad chamor matches up with the tzad chamor in the other animal, and the tzatzos matches up with the tzatzos in the other animal, and therefore there is no kalayim. Taisus here and in other places asks that based on our Gemara, it should be mutter for a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin to marry a chetze shivcha and a chetze bas chayrim. And in the mission chagiga, on beis amabeis, it is mevur that it is aser. Chayra, Taisus means to say that there also we should say that the chetze ben chayrim matches up with the chetze bas chayrim, and the chetze eved should match up with the chetze shivcha, and it should be mutter. Now before we discuss the teretz of Taisus, the etzem hanocha that Taisus makes that it is aser isn't pashut. The Mishnah Chagiga there only says mefurish that a chetzi eved and a chetzi ben chayrim can't marry either a full shifcha or a full bas chayrim. The Mishnah doesn't mention that he can't marry a chetzi shifcha and a chetzi bas chayrim. But the chayrut tais is coming from the fact that the Mishnah there says that this kind of eved must be freed, because in this matziv he can't marry anyone, and lo yisov baro lo shevaz yitzara. So l'chayre it's mukrach that he also can't marry a chetz shiv a chetz bas chayre. Now, although most Rishonim agree with the Anacha of Taisus, there is the idea that the Meiri in Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph has a tzad that really a chatzi aver and a chatzi mechorin is mutter in a chatzi shivcha baschorin. Just the Mishnah didn't consider this an Eitzah because such an Isha is Eina Mitzuya. According to the Meiri, Taisus Kasha isn't Shver, and Adarab, the din by a chatzi aver and a chatzi mechorin, works out well with our Gemara, that we say that the Tzadim can match up in a way that it remains Mutter. I'll call upon him Toisvis, and most Rishonim hold, that a Chetzi Eved is Aser with a Chetzi Shivcha, so they need to be Mechalik between that case and our Gemara. In the Akdamah of the Shav Shmaitza, he brings the Taras that Toisvis is Kasha from the Tashbates. The Tashbates is Mechalik, that by a Chetzi Shivcha, it is a Arkava Shchunis, and by a preda, it is a arkava mizagit. L'chayra, the Tashrites means that by a preda, the mixture of the two kinds are completely mixed together to the point that they aren't nicker as two studim of one thing, but as one indiscernible mixture. Masha'in came by a chetzah shivcha, the mixture is just a combination of two different things that are connected, but each sad is nicker b'fnei atzmai. Mimela, by a preda, there is no problem of kalayim, because there are no separate studim that are mixing with other studim. Masha'in came by a chetzah shivcha, since there are distinct separate studim, we see the studim of the shivcha mixing with the sad of the ben chayrin, and that's why it is aser. Lefi this teretz, the Gemara by us, isn't being matter by a preda because the studim of each min match up with each other like we said before. Rather, the heter is because there are no distinct studim, and therefore each preda is the same min. Each preda is a mixture of a sus and a chamor with no tzad nikar b'fnei atzmai. This pshat is the chayr of the mashmois of Rashi and also the chidushi Ramban. The Ramban adds that for this reason it is mutter to ride a preda, and we don't say that it's like riding kalayim. He actually brings a Tana who asks us to ride a preda because of kalayim, but he says that we don't pass in that way, because we hold that it's completely indiscernible the two studim, and therefore there's no issue of kalayim. Rebbe Chanan and Kaivit Shiurim Chelik Beis, Gittin Daf Mem Gimel, wants to be a daik that Toisus is saying a totally different chilek than the Tashbates. Toisus answers, Loi domi lechetza shivcha v'chetza v'aschayrim, dehocha kelayim omerachmona, dafka treimini, v'chol predas haboim misus v'chamor min echot. Toisus is mashma that the chilek between predas and chetza shivcha is not a chilek in mitzias like the Tashbates, but a chilek in the gedder of the two isurim. Taisus is saying that the isur of kilayim is only if you have two separate minim mixed together. But if lo yitzur, you would have a shor and the chamor from the same min, there would be no isur to mix them together. Memela, even if you would consider each preda to have a tzad sus and a tzad chamor, which were recognizable, but since they are both the same min, there is no isur to be marvia them together. They are both a type of min which has a tzad sus and a tzad chamor. There's no problem mixing them together. Masha'in kein, the isur of ben chayrin, to live with a shivcha, isn't because they are two minim. It's the etzem fact that chayrus is being mishtamish with avdus. And so if you have a tzav avdus being mishtamish with a tzad chayrus, it is aser, even if the chetzi eved and the chetzi shivcha are considered the same min. It comes out that according to the Tashbates, the heter by a preda is because there are no studim, rather a complete blend into one thing, whereas according to Toisus, even if they remain two separate studim, it is still mutter because they are the same min. Chanan says that the fact that Toisus doesn't say like the Tashbates must be because he argues and holds that Chetzer Shivcha is also our Kava Mizagit, and still it's Aser, so that can't be the Chilek. It can't be that Toisus argues the other way and holds that a Preda is not our Kava Mizagit, because that isn't Mistabra at all. But Rabbi Chanan is nisha b'tzarachiyon, how chetz yashivcha can be considered a arkava mizagit. L'choyra, a chetz yashivcha comes from two owners who own the shivcha, each one owning half of the gufa isha, and one owner was meshachar his half. What should remain is a arkava shchunit of half the guf free and half a shivcha. L'choyra, this shouldn't be a arkava mizagit. Rav Chanan leaves this b'tzarachin. He also asks on the Tashbates from a different Gemara in Makkos Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph that says it's usher to be manig with a sharp suli amakdashim because it's guf echod v'akosu v'asol k'shnei gufim. Rashi there explains that since a sharp suli amakdashim has some dinim like kodesh and some dinim like chol, it has a din of kelayim. L'choyra there, the two dinim of Kodesh and Chol are completely mixed together in the whole animal, and therefore it should be considered a hakava mizagit, and shouldn't be a problem of anhogas kelayim. The emes is Rav Chanan's ma'ir that it's also shver according to Taisvis, why psuli hamikdashim should be any different than a preda. Why don't we say there also, al kol panim, it is one min, and therefore not kelayim? It would seem muchruch from this kasha to say that when an animal has in it two different dinim, that always is considered kelayim, even if it's arkava mizagit and is be'etzem one min. The different dinim always give it a shame kelayim.
In the etzem sugya of choshen lezera'av, there is a very interesting chiddush from Shloimeh Kugler in his sefer Avodas Avodah on Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Nida on Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that the Torah says Eile v'nei Leia asher yolda liyakoy bepadan aram, and then it says Vesdina b'toy. We see the Torah was toyla the zcharim on the nekevis and the nekevis on the zcharim, because it refers to the sons as the sons of Leia and the daughter as the daughter of Yaakov. This teaches us, says the Gemara, that ish mazriya tchila yolda nekeva. Isha Mazras Tchila Yolda Zachar. Based on this Gemara, Rav Shlomo Kugler wants to mechadish that maybe the only tzad to say Ein Choshen L'Zera Av is when you have a Zachar, because the Torah is Toile Zacharim on a Kavis. But when it comes to a Nekeva, for sure we are Choshen L'Zera Av, since the Torah is Toile Nekevis on Zacharim, because of the reason of Ish Mazriya Tchila Yolda Nekeva. Now, Rav Shlomo Kugler acknowledges that the Gemara only says this klal by people, but he suggests maybe it applies to behemoths as well. Now, the Hatzvi over here has a tain on this chiddush from our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Heichi dami, I leimo davua dehai chamor, vavua dehai chamor, tzricha lemeimar." The Gemara says that if the fathers are both chamorim and the mothers are both susim, then it is poshet that you can breed them together. But l'chayra, according to the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Kugler, it shouldn't be so pashut at all. Because when you breed two animals together, one is obviously a zachar and one is a nekeva. And it could be that for the nekeva, we are chayshish l'zera'av, but for the zachar, we are not chayshish l'zera'av. And therefore it would come out that they are not considered the same min, and it would be usher to breed them together. Because the nekeva is a mixture of a sus v'chamar, and the Zachar is considered just a sus. So if the Brisa will be talking about this case and saying that it's mutter, that would definitely be a chiddush. And from the fact the Gemara says that there wouldn't be a chiddush, we see l'chayra shtaka raya, not like the chiddush of Shloimeh Kugler. The Hatzvi leaves this kasha shver.
Now we will discuss the halacha l'maisa that comes out from these sugyas. Toisus and Divrei Maskal Aili is dan if the halacha l'maisa is leichanan yo l'ingin oisei v'esvenoi. Toisus at first brings rayas not leichananya. First of all the amaroim that give simonim how to determine what the mother of a preda is seem to hold ein choshen l'zera'av u'd'leichananya. Because leichananya, it is mutter to mavia predas, even from different mothers. So why would they be giving simonim? Al korch of these amaroim hold ein choishesh in lezera av udoloi kechananya. The Rashash asks on Taisus that we find in the Yerushalmi in Peraches Tebrachis that amaroim gave simonim to identify what the mother of a preda was, not laying in the Isser of Arva, but Poshet as an Eitza Toiva for when you buy a preda. Because depending on the mother, some predas are better for carrying and riding than others. Also, some are less dangerous to humans than others are. If so, maybe that's why the Amoraim in our sugya gave simonim for a preda's mother. As an Eitza, which preda to buy? And there is no raya to the halacha of Ein Choshen L'Zera'av U'Dulaike Chananya. L'Choyru, we can answer the Rosh Hashas Kasha that Tosis' raya is not from the etzem fact that the Amoraim gave simonim. Rather from the fact that the Gemara says, V'liv decha b'simonim, and then brings the simonim of these Amoraim, we see the Gemara is saying, you could be soimach on checking these simonim in order to avoid the Isser of Klai Behema. If these Amoraim only gave their simonim as an Eitza Toiva Linya Mekach U'Memkar, Meheche Tesi that it is enough of a guaranteed simon to be relied on Ligabe Isser. Maybe it's just enough of a probability for giving preference in what you buy. Al-Korcho the Gemara knew that these Amoraim said these simonim Linyan Isser. And that's why they can be relied on Linyan Isser. Tosis brings another raya, the Loikich Hananya, from the Targum, who is metargame the words Shor Viseh Oisev Esbenoi, as Torso Oishisa, Lo Ulibra. It's Masha, a mother with a child, but a father not. The Madane Ayontiv is Moisif, that you can't be Matche, that the Targum said mother, because he wanted to say a Milsa de Psiko that isn't Shani B'machoikis. Because since by writing just a mother, it is Asi Limiti that a father is Mutter, he would never have written it that way unless the halacha really is that by a father it's Mutter Udalaike Chananya. Taisis also brings a third raya Udalaike Chananya, because the Gemara in Ksubis paskins that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda by Predis. Taisis afterwards brings three rayas that the halacha is like Chananya. First, that Shmuel and our sugya paskins like Chananya. Second, that there is a Stam Mishnah in Bechairis that asers Oisav Es V'noi by Zecharim. And a third raya, because Chananya ends up holding like Rabbi Yoina's son, who doesn't need a Pasuk L'chalik, and Ravim Bava Metzia also holds like Rabbi Yoina's son, and the Halacha is like Rava there in Bava Metzia. So that would be a Cheshbin that we should paskin like Chananya. Halacha L'maisa, Tais comes out that Oisav Es V'noi is Aser by Zecharim, because either the halacha is like Chananya, and even if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara comes out that he is mesupik if choyshishin or not. So l'chumro we would ask her by Zecharim. The Rif, on the other hand, paskins lesa de Chananya. It is mutter to shecht oisev es v'noi by Zecharim. The shaila is what's pshat in the Rif, and what does he argue with Taisus? The Ramban and the Ran are mashma that the machlokes between Tosis and the Rif, whether halacha l'maisa oisev es v'noi is noy by Zecharim or not, is tali if there are three shitas of Tanaim in the sugya, or there be'emes only two. Tosis v'pashas learns that there are three shitas of Tanaim in the sugya. We find this idea of three shitas mefurish in the Rashma and the Ran b'shema yesh aymrim, and l'chayru they are referring to the shita of Tosis. The three shitas in the sugya are the following. Tanakama, based on his drosh of the psukim by Yosef es Benoi, comes out that it is in Noyig by Zecharim, and it is mutter l'chachila teshecht avu benoi. Therefore, it comes out that l'ingin kolat tarakula vaday in choishen l'zera'av. Chananya came out based on his droshes that Yosef es Benoi is Noyig by Zecharim, and he learns out that l'ingin kolat tarakula vaday choishen l'zera'av. Reb Yehuda was mesupik whether to learn the psukim by Yosef es Benoi like the Chachamim or like Chananya, and Mimeli came out that la'alocha, we are always mesupik if choshishin or not. Tosis held that Mimeli by Yosef es Benoi, since the halacha is either like Chananya or Reb Yehuda, we had rayas like either way, we need to be machmer and to aser Yosef es Benoi by Zecharim. Now, Tosis doesn't discuss what the halacha would be legabe other halachas of Choshen L'Zera'av, but the Balamor, who goes al derech Tosis, holds that the halacha is completely like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara comes out in Ksubis, and therefore la halacha, we are always machmir leingin the halacha of chayishin lezera av, and we take whatever sad is more lechumra. The Ramban, on the other hand, wants to mechadish that the Rif argued and held that there really is only two shittas of Tanam in the sugya. Reb Yehuda really is the Tanakama who argues with Hananya. And he holds that by Oisev Es Benoi, it's Vadai Mutter to Shecht Avu Benoi. On that, Reb Yehuda had no suffix. Because he darshin Benoi Misha Benoi Karach Acharov, and he used Oisai Lechalik. What Reb Yehuda was mesufik about was how to extrapolate from Oisev Es Benoi to all other applications of Chaisin Lezerah. On one hand, we can say we are Yola from Oisev Es Benoi, that just like there we see Chaisin Lezerah, so by Kalatara Kula also were Chaisish. On the other hand, we can say Adirabah, from the fact that we need a pasuk by Oisev Es Benoi to tell me Chaisishin, we see that everywhere else, Misvara, we aren't Chaisish. The Ramban in Machamis mentions another Svara for the second side of Reb Yehuda. That maybe Davka by Yosef Es Benoi, where the Isser is because the Torah has Rachmanos on the Behema, therefore Davka by a mother who the Ben is Karach Achrov, is there a need to be Merachim? But by a Zachar, where the Ben is not Karach Acharov, and the Lashon of the Ramban is Ve'eim Akirin Zeh Zeh Klal, there is no need for Rachmanos. But by Alma, when it is a question of Kurva and relationship, there maybe we say Choshen Lezerav, because maybe the Av has a kurva and a relationship with the child. The Ran is Moisif, a different Svara. Then maybe we should say, Chidishu Shechidshe Torah Ba'isas V'Sinai, because the Av and the Aim are both Shutvim in the Vlad. And therefore the Isser Misvara should apply to both. The fact that the Torah says it only applies to the Aim is a Chidish. And we can't learn from here to everywhere else to say in Chayshin Lezera'av, because lo, yafino michidusha. So we have three pshatim for the second side of Rabbi Yehuda, but Akoponim, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yehuda had a second side that only by Yisav Es Benoi we aren't Chayshish Lezera'av. But everywhere else we are Chayshish. Melo, the Rif held that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara says in Ksubis. And therefore, by Oisev Es Benoi, we hold it's Vaday Mutter by Ischarim, like the Rabbanon of Chananya. Because Rabbi Yehuda was Poshit by Oisev Es Benoi, he held Poshit, that it's not Noi by Ischarim. Like Abi, the rest of the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda was Mesufik Yechayshin or not, and therefore, Ledina, we need to be Machmer, and to say that we're Mesufik Yechayshin or not, and we take on whatever Tzad is the Chumrah. It comes out that the Machloikis, the Rif and Taisis, is if Rabbi Yehuda is a third Shita, who is Mesupik if Chayshin and Kol HaTayrekula, even by Yosef Es Benoi, so we would need to be Machmer, by Yosef Es Benoi, or Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita of the Rabbanon, who are Meko by Yosef Es Benoi, and he's only Mesupik if Chayshin Lezera Avernat, Ligin Shar Dinei Torah. But they both paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, and they both agree, l'chayra, that we are mach misafik, l'gabi chayshin l'zera av, l'gabi shar dinei atayra. There is another mahalach in the Rishonim from the Bahag in the Shultis, which the Ran says could be a different pshat in the Rif. The Bahag says that although the Gemara was paishet, that Rabbi Yehuda is misupik if chayshishin or ain chayshin l'zera av, the Gemara afterwards is muchach that it disagrees with this pshitas and really holds that lefi Rabbi Yehuda vaday in chayshin lezerav. The Gemara says that Rabbi Abba was boydek the simonim of predis before he connected them to a wagon, and the Gemara is mesayim alma in chayshin lezerav. The Gemara is mashma that we say Rabbi Abba holds vaday in chayshin lezerav, and since we pass him like Rabbi Abba's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, these Rishonim hold that legabe all halachas of Chayshishin, including Oisev Es Benoi, the halacha is Vaday in Chayshin, and therefore it comes out that it's Mutter to Shecht Avu Benoi, and all Predis can be bred together, even if they have different mothers. This could also be the Sheet of the Rif, who is Mater to Shecht Avu Benoi. It comes out that the halacha, we have three Sheetas in the Rishonim. The Shita of the Balamor is that la halacha legabi all halachas of chayshin or not, we paskin that it is a suffix and you need to be machmer, including legabi av uvenoi. Levidur Ramban's pshat in the Rif, we paskin by av uvenoi that it is mutter. But legabi all other halachas, we are machr misafik. And lefi the Bahag and the Shiltis, which according to the Ran is pshat in the Rif, concerning all halachas of choshen lezera av, we paskin vaday in choshen lezera av, including legabi oisev es benoi. There is a fourth shita in the sugya which Rambam brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that he wants to say, al derech the Ramban, that there is only two shitas in the sugya, but he explains that even by Yosef es Benoi, the Rabbanon of Chananya hold it is a suffik if it is aser umutter, like Rabbi Yehuda, and when the Rabbanon said, Yosef es Benoi, is it noyig by Zecharim, they meant to get Malkus it isn't noyig, but to say it is aser misafik, for sure you would say it is noyig. Now Rashi on Davayin Chesom Abeiz was mefurish not like this Rabbeinu Tam. He says there that lefi the Rabbanon it is mutter l'chachila teshekt afu menoi, and that be'emes is the sheet of Roi Vishayinim. The emes is Rabbeinu Tam is very hard to understand because based on the drushes of the Rabbanon, which are benoi, misha, benoi, karach, acharov, and be'inan, oisei, l'chalek, l'chayru, it should come out that vaday there is no iser of oisei, es benoi, by Zecharim. This question is asked by the Rashba, and he leaves Rabbeinu Tam b'tzarech iyun. Concerning what the Shidas HaRambam is, le'inyin choshen l'zera av, there's a big nidin in the Achroinim. The Rambam in Perek Yubeis Mehilchah Shrita paskins that if you shecht the bas of an Eiz HaBaal HaTzivya together with her son, you're like it. L'chayr we see that he holds vaday choshen l'zera av. Ad kidei kach, that you're liking a love, even though only the father is a behemoth. The Lechem Mishnah asks that the maskana of the Gemara on Daf Pei Amud Aleph is that both Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon are mesupik if choshen lezera av or not. And therefore, by an eiz habal atzivyo, there is at most an iser, but no malchus. So how could the Rambam paskin that you're liking a love? The Lechem Mishnah wants to answer with a cheshbon. That originally the Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis held that the Rabbanon hold Vaday Choshen Lezerav. And the Gemara was only Chayzer to say that they are Mesupik because of the Mishnah of Kisei Adam, which asers Misafik to be Mechasa the Dam of a Kvi on Yom Tov. And we had to make that Mishnah work like the Rabbanon, so in Mele we had to say the Rabbanon are Mesupik if Choshen or not. But lemaskono that Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish a new idea that a kvi could be a barrier b'fnei atzmai and not habom natayish habol atzivyo, we can say that the mission of Kisei Adam is not like the Rabbanon. Rather, it is going like the Manda Omar that holds kvi barrier b'fnei atzmai, and that's why misafik you can't do a kisui on Yom Tov. Lefize, we can go back to saying that the Rabbanon hold vaday choshen l'zerav. And the Rambam passes like the Chachamim that vaday choshen l'zerav. The emes is we also find that the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchas Kalayim, he says that if you're marvia a preda together with its mother, you are like it. L'chayr, this is also mevor that the Rambam paskins vaday choshen l'zerav. But meida gisa, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that it is usher to be marvia two predas who have different mothers. And we don't say that all praedas are considered one min. L'chayra, this is mevor that the Rambam is at least misupik, maybe ein choshen l'zera'av. It seems to be a seer in the Rambam, because the Gemara is mevor that the mandamer who holds vaday choshen l'zera'av holds not like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that all praedas are really one min, and it's mutter to marvia then biyachat. The Sefer Rishima Shurim wants to be yashiv the Rambam that he had a hechruch to passing like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph paskins like Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan preidus. But since he held that the halacha is choshesh and lezera'av, the Rambam held that the sugya in Ksubis must argue with Shmuel, who says by us that Rabbi Yehuda's reason is because we have a tzad in choshesh and lezera'av. Rather, the Gemara there in Ksubis held that even if choshesh and lezera'av, you can't be marvia two preidus who have different mothers, because even if choshesh and lezera'av, the tzad of the aim still carries more weight in defining the min of the animal, and we still see them as two minim because of the different mothers, and we don't say the svara of kol preidus min echad. Shmuel, on the other hand, held if choishes in the zera av, the tzad av and the tzad aim are shakel, and therefore kol preidus min echad. The Rambam paskin like the sugi in Ksubis and not like Shmuel, and that's why preidus with different mothers are also to be marvia biyachad. This is miyashev how the Rambam could hold vaday choishin lezera av and at the same time passing like Rabbi Yehuda that prayed this with two different mothers, it is usher to marvia than biyachad. There is another Rambam which we have to deal with in Perek Yabeis Hilcha Shchita Halacha Yod Aleph, which says that it's usher to shecht avu benoy, but im avar einu loike shadavar safek im noyig vizcharim. Now, Pashas, you would say the Rambam means that the suffik, whether it's Noyig Bischarim, is a suffik if Choshen Lezera Av or not. But that would be Seiser, the Rambams we mentioned before, where he seemed to hold Vaday Choshen Lezera Av. But it could be that the Rambam means that what we aren't sure about is we aren't sure whether to darshan the Psukim by Yosef Espinoy like Hanan or the Rabbanon. Because it could be, even if Ba'alma, we hold Vaday Choshen Lezera Av, but it could be here, by Yisav Esvinoi, we darsh the psukim like Hananya, and therefore we hold this Nayib Ischarim. The fee is, the Ram of Miyoshev, that even though he holds Vaday Choshen Lezera Av, we still hold Misafik, we're not sure whether Yisav Esvinoi is Nayib Ischarim. The Gemara Vayter says, Omer Le Reb Abba L'Shamei, Ki Mailis Le Kod Naisa B'Rispeik, Ayin lahanoch the damyin lahadodi v'ayale. Reb Abba instructed the Shamish that when he attaches preidus to his carriage, he should make sure that they have the same simonim. Almo kosovar ein choishin lezera'av. We mentioned before that the Bahag has a diuk that the Loshna Gemara almo kosovar ein choishin lezera'av is mashma that we are vadai ein choishin lezera'av. Now the Rashba asks on this shita that l'chayro, the Loshna the Gemara must be lav dafka. Because there is no raya that vaday ein choishin. Because even if it was a suffik if choishin or not, Reb Abba would need to make sure that the preidus had the same simonim to be choishish for the tzad of ein choishin lezera'av. Elamai, the Rashba is masik, that the Loshna Gemara is lav dafka, and it means Alma, that our kol ponim lechumra, we are machmer to be choishish for the tzad of ein choishin lezera'av. The Rashba brings the Baal Mor who agrees that the Loshna Gemara is lav dafka, and he proves it because the Gemara before quotes Rabbi Yehuda as saying ein choishin lezera'av, and still the Gemara was masik that he holds rak misafik ein choishin lezera'av. The Rashba says that the Bahag wasn't bothered by his kasha, because he learns a new pshat in Reb Abba. He learns that Reb Abba was talking about attaching a preida to a wagon which already had a pure sus or a pure chamor attached to it. And he was telling Yishamish to make sure that the preida had the same simonim as the purebred animal which was already attached. Lefizet is be'emes muchach the Reb Abba held bevadois ein choishin lezera'av. Because if he was only machmir misafik, then it wouldn't help that the prey had the same simonim as the pure susur chamor, because we would need to be choishish for the tzad of choishin lezera'av, and then it would be usur even if they had the same simonim. Because although the mothers would be the same, the fathers would be different. Elamai shramino, that he holds vaday ein choishin lezera'av. The Rashba, however, disagrees with this pshat in the Gemara. Because the Loshon of Kimailis Kudniaisa is mashma Loshon Rabim, that there were two preidus. And when it says, Ayin the Daim La'adadi, he was telling him to check that these two preidus should have the same simonim in order to match them together. So it's mashma, he was matching two preidus together, and not a preida with a pure susur chamor, and therefore there is no raya to vaday in choshen lezera'av, because once two preidus have the same simonim, then their mothers are the same, and the meila, their fathers are also the same, and it'll be mutter to attach them together, even if you were mesupik of choshen lezera'av or not. Elamai, the loshon of the Gemara, shma mino ein choshen lezera'av, just means that we see that we are at least choishish for the tzad of ein choishish in lezera ha'av. The Gemara says afterwards that we also see from Rabbi Abba another chiddush. Shma mino simonim dayraisa. Rashi learns this means that we have a raya from here that the din to rely on simonim when returning an aveda is a din minat Torah, because if it was only a din midrabanon, then Basin would only have a koyach by mammon, because by mammon there's a din of hefker Basin hefker, but they wouldn't be able to be misakin to rely on simonim living in Isser. And since Rab Abba relied on simonim to be matar and Isser of kalayim, it must be that we rely on simonim by aveda even minat Torah. The Noida Yehuda Madura Kama, Simon Lam and Aleph, asks on Rashi that this Maisa Rav Abba is Nifsag La Alocha in the Rambam in Hilchus Kalayim, and in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ozer Simon Yod Zayin. If so, how come the Poiskin Paskin not to rely on Simonim to say a woman's husband died and to be matter her Lashok? The Poiskim say is because the Shailiv Simonim are relied upon in Atayra or not is a suffix in the Gemara, and it's not Nifshat. But L'chayra, according to Rashi, we are Poishit from Rabbi Abba that it is Min Atayra. So why do the Poiskim say that we can't rely on Simonim to be matter Nishal Ashok? Says the Neid Behuda that there is a Chilak. In our Gemara, the animal doesn't have any previous Chazaka that its mother was a Sus or a Chamar. So that's why Simonim worked to identify if it's a child of a Chassus or a Chamar. But in the case of being Matar and Ishel Ashok, there she has a Cheskas Eishas Ish. And to rely on Simonim against the Chazaka, there we have no Raya from Rav Abba. And that is Taka Sofik to Layivshita in the Gemara, and we must be Machmer. The Neid of Yehuda, in a different Shuva, in Madura Tinyana, Evan Azar Simin Nunches, asks another interesting shaila on our Gemara. He brings the Tshuvas HaRaim that wants to be Mechadish, that throughout Shas we clear whether or not Simonim or Daraisa or not, and that LaHalacha we have to be Machmer and be Chayshish that maybe it's not Midaraisa and we're not Matar Isha Lashok, that's only if there's only one Simon. But if there were a lot of Simonim altogether, that would be considered like a Simon Mavuk, which vaday works minat Torah. L'chayra, this re'eim is shver from our sugya, because Rav Abba told the Shamish to check the simonim of the animal. And we learned that an animal has three simonim, one in his voice, one in his tail, and one in his ears. And the Gemara still proves from here that shma mina simonim always works midaraisa. What's the raya? Maybe only here, where there is three simonim, that's where it works minat Torah. But ba'alma, where there's only one simon, maybe it only works midrabanan. Then Neid Yehuda wants to answer this kasha with a chat. He says that the simon in the tail and the ears of the animal aren't really two simonim, but they really combine to make one simon. If you only had a raya from the tail, but the ear was cut off, that wouldn't be a simon at all. Because there are some times when the tail isn't a correct indicator of what the mother is, and hu adin, the ear without the tail, isn't a raya by itself. Only together do they combine to be a raya. If so, Zokta Neid Yehuda, we could also be Moisev Adiyak. That Reb Abba said to his Shamish, Ayin lahanach ladan la'adodi. His Lashon was Ayin. It's mashma he told him to check with his eyes for Simonim. But he didn't tell him to check the voice of the animal with his ears. If so, then the Shamish would only see the simonim in the ear and the tail, which are really one combined simon. And the Mele is very good that we have a raya that even one simon is enough to rely on the ingin iser. Ayin Rukiyegu says a similar type of answer. Now, Be'emes, the Rosh and the Ramban have separate kashas on Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, and they therefore learn a different pshat in the Gemara on which both of the kashas of the Neid of Yehuda wouldn't be shver. The Taisa Rosh asks on Rashi, how can we prove that simonim work by aveda min atayra from the fact that they work li'ing in the Isser of Kalayim? Maybe by Ashavas aveda, which is an ingin of a tzoas mammon, and it's possible that the owner of the aveda wouldn't want his money being returned with just a simon, maybe there a simon wouldn't suffice. L'chayru, the Rosh means to ask that we find that Roiv works le'inyan Isser, but it isn't enough of a raya to be Maitzi Mammon. We see you need a bigger raya by Mammon than you need by Isser. So maybe Simanim are enough of a raya for Isser, but not enough to be Maitzi Mammon. To be Miyashiv Rashi, we could suggest that maybe he holds that this isn't Mamish considered Hoitzoas Mammon. Since the Aveda now is not in the hands of someone who is the Bailim, it's for sure in the hands of someone who's not the Bailim. And even though it's being held for the Bailim, but the person holding it doesn't know who the Bailim is. Rashi could hold that the Chumra of Eitzoas Mammon is only if you have a Tzad, that if you leave the object where it is, you're leaving it by the Bailim. Or at least, if it's being held for the Bailim by someone who knows who the Bailim is. We could suggest that Rashi and Taisis are disagreeing Gufa in this point, and the Rosh holds that the Maitza Aveda is considered Mulzik in the object for the Bailim, and therefore it is considered Oitzoas Mammon. We do find the Machlekes Achrayinim in this point. The Noid of Yehuda, in Madura Tinyana, Evan Azar, Semen Tasvav, writes clearly that the Maitza Aveda isn't considered a mulzik for the Bailim, and the Agoa there brings rayas from Shas to this idea. On the other hand, the Nesivus in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Tes holds that the Maitza Aveda is considered mulzik for the Bailim, and the Meiri in Bava Basra Daf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph also is clear like this. So it could be that the Machlokes Rosh and Rashi is in this point. If the Maitza Aveda is considered mulzik in the object for the Bailim, and the Mela, whether or not this is considered Haitzos Mammon or not. The Ramban asks a different kasha on Rashi. He asks, how could Rashi hold that the Gemara is comparing Simonim by Kalai Behema to Simonim by Aveda? Maybe Simonim work by Kalai Behema, where we need to just figure out the Metzius of this animal. But Lagabe Aveda, where there is a Chashash Meshaker, and it could be he either guessed the Simon, or he saw the animal by the Bailim, and that's how he knows the Simon, maybe there Simonim aren't Dairaisa. The Hainu by Aveda, there's a whole new element of Chashash Meshaker, so maybe there Simonim are not enough to eliminate the Chashash of Meshaker. So the Rosh and the Ramban therefore learn a different Pshat in the Gemara. They learn that Shma Mino Simonim Dairaisa has nothing to do with Hashavas Aveda, but it's a vart af an art that we see from Rav Abba that specifically these Simonim of the tail, the voice, and the ears are Simonim Muvakim to be relied on Liyin Kalayim. And the chiddush of that is that although that we see sometimes told us Hateva, Lefamim Mishtanim, physical traits aren't always consistent, as we see in Parak Elu Treifus, it says, Simone Beitzim, Lav Dairaisa, Kamashlon, that here, these Simonim, we do have a Mesaira on, that they are Simonim of Hakim, and they can be relied upon in Atayra. According to this Mahalach, the Gemara isn't being Medama, Klai Behema Tashavas, Aveda, Bechlal. The Ktsais and Simon Reishon on Tas points out that according to this Mahalach of the Rishaynim, Avada, the first kasha of the Navi Yehuda, isn't Shver, and we could understand why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can't rely on Simonim, Li'inyin, being Matar and Ishal Ashok, because our Gemara is only saying that these specific Simonim are reliable Menatera, and you can't compare them to other Simonim. Similarly, the second kasha is Vadei not Shver, because we are not proving from our Gemara the general shail of Simonim Dairaisa. We are just making a statement about these specific Simonim. Now, we mentioned that the Ramban asked on Rashi that by Ashavas Aveda, it's harder to rely on Simonim because there is a Chashash Meshaker. The Pnei Yeshua in Bav Metzia Daf Chav Zayin has a Nidan that on the Tzad that Simonim by Aveda only work Midrabanon, why be'emes do they not work menat teira? Is it because a simon isn't a raya brura be'etzem? Because it could be that there's another chayfetz with the same simonim as his chayfetz. And maybe this chayfetz is really not his. Or maybe the chasaron isn't in the raya of the chayfetz be'etzem. Rather, there is a chashash meshaker. And it could be he doesn't really have such a chayfetz at all. He just saw it by the bailim, and he knows the simonim that way. Or maybe you just guessed the Simonim. The Ksais HaChoshin over there in Simon Reishon Tess wants to say, from the Ramban over here, we have a raya that the chesaron is al chashash meshaker. Ayin kilis Yaakov and Bamitzia Simon Chavtes, who tries to be matcha the raya. The Rosh Yezu has a kasha on the Etzim Gemara that proves from Reb Abba that Simonim are dairaisa. L'chayra, according to the Shitas HaRambam, that every Sofik dairaisa is minatayra l'kula and only midirabana l'chumra, there should be no raya. Because once you have a Sofik, if these two animals, which you want to attach to the carriage, are colliding with each other, it is automatically only midirabana to be machr, and minatayra you could be makel. If so, Reb Abba was only relying on the Simonim to be makel in a din derabanan. So what is the raya that Simonim work minat Torah? He is maizav to ask that even without the Rambam, it's shver, because there's a svek sveka to be makel minat Torah. Because maybe the two animals have the same mother. And even if they don't, maybe we hold choshen lezera av, and then it's mutter to always put together two praedis, because they're considered one min. And once there is a svek sveka, the need to be machmer to check the simonim is only midrabanan. If so, we only see that simonim work on a din derabanan, not minat Torah. Now, according to the Bahag, which we mentioned earlier, that Reb Abba holds vadai in chayishon zera'av, then the second kasha of the Rosh Yosef is in shver, because there isn't a svek sveka, you only have one suffik. The Rosh Yosef is asking Lafi the Rashba that he learned Bidasar of Abba that it's only Misafik Ein Chayshin Lezera Av. Then we have a Kasha, why isn't there a Svek Sveka? This second Kasha, the Rosh Yosef wants to answer Lafi the Shitas An Achrainim that a Sufik in Din isn't Mitzdarif to a Sufik in Mitzias to make a Svek Sveka. Lafi that Shita, the second Kasha wouldn't be Shver. But the Kasha he asks on the Rambam, he blives the Tzarechian. The emphasis is that this Gemara, which says Shema Mina Simanim Dairaisa, is shver on a different Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Tes, Hilchus Kalayim, holds a chiddush in the Isra of Anhogas Kalayim. The Rambam holds that the Isra of Anhogas Kalayim in Atayra is only if you're manning together one kosher animal and one treif animal. Like the Pasuk says, Shor v'chamor. A shor is a kosher animal, and a chamor is a treif animal. But the Rambam holds to be manig, a kosher animal with a kosher animal, and a treif animal with a treif animal, is only also midrabanon, even if they're two different minim. The Rosh, in Tshuva, Klal Bei Simen Tazayin, asked on the Rambam, that when Reb Abba was relying on Simonim, it was to make sure he wasn't being manig, a minsus with a min chamar, which are both treif and behemoth. If so, the Isser was at most only an Isser derabanon. So what is the Gemara's raya that Shema Mino Simanim Dairaisa? He was only being Seimach on them, Lagavi and Isser Midrabanon. The Tumim in Simen Samachei Sivkotin Yubeis says, we see from here that even by an Isser Derabanon, we wouldn't be Seimach on Simanim unless they work Minat Torah. But if they only help Midrabanon, we wouldn't rely on them even for an Isser Derabanon. The reason for this is that when Simanim work Midrabanon, that is specifically by an Aveda, where there is a Svara, which is mentioned above Mitzia, that the Bailim is Nicha, that you should rely on Simanim, because it makes it easier to get back his Mitzia. Since that Svara of Nichale doesn't apply by other Isurim, even if the Rabbanon are Seimach on Simanim Midrabanon by Aveda, they wouldn't be Seimach on Simanim by an Isad Rabbanon, unless Simanim helped even Minat Torah. That's the Gemara's raya, that Shema Mino, Simonim Minat Torah. Rukveger answers the Rosh's Kasha in a different way. Rukveger wants to say that Lefi the Rambam, that there's only an Isser Derabanan at stake over here, because Minat Torah we have Safik Dairaisa Lekula. So Ibazoi, we only have a Safik Derabanan at stake, so we should say Safik Derabanan Lekula. So why Bechlau was Reb Abba being baited the Simonim? It must be, because we have a halacha, that even by a suffix derabbanon, if you're able to be mevara, you should be mevara, not just be mekel. If so, Zatur Kiveger, we can be mechadish that the chiv to be mevara is only if the birer will be a birer gomer. But if you won't get a birer gomer, you're not mechiv to be mevara. Oy bazoy, when the Gemara said, Shema minos simonim dairaisa, the Gemara's raya was the following. The Bishlam of Simonim are Dairaisa, then they are considered a Bira Gomer, and that's why there was a din to be Baidik and Mimavar. But if Simanim were only Midrabanon, then they wouldn't be considered a Bir Gomer, and there'd be no din to be Baidik Umavar. Mimela, from the fact that Rababa was Baidik the Simanim, it must be that Simanim work Minatayra, and therefore you have a Bir Gomer. The Gemara Vaiter on Amid Beis brings a Mishnah in Perek Kisoy Adam, which says, Kivi ein sheikhtin oisoy bayamtiv, v'im shachtoy ein mechasim damai. An animal which is a safik chaya, safik behema, you can't shecht on yamtiv because it is a safik if it's chayav in kisei adam or not. And if you did shecht it, you can't be mechasid adam because misafik you can't be mechal yamtiv. The Gilyon Marsha in Yerideya Simun Chof Ches asks, why is it aser to shecht the kvi on yamtiv? Even though granted you won't be able to do kisei adam misafik, but since you will be prevented from doing the mitzvah because of Safek Chil Yomtiv, v'meila you will be an oinus. And you're not mevatel da'aseh. So why not just do the shechita? Elamai, maybe you'll tell me it's aser to put yourself into a matziv where you will be an oinus and not be able to mekayim an aseh. Then why is this any different from the Yedua Dika Mordechai in Menachis, who says it's mutter to put on a talis without tzitzis on Shabbos, because there is no iser to wear a talis without tzitzis. There's only a mitzvah to put tzitzis on a four-corner beged that you're wearing. If so, on Shabbos, when a person is an oinus and he's not able to do the mitzvah of putting tzitzis on the beged, because there's an iser kosher that you're not able to tie the tzitzis to the beged, memele you're an oinus in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, memele zot Mordechai, there's no problem with putting on a talis even though there's no tzitzis on Shabbos. L'chayru, we see from the Mordechai that you can do something to be machnis yourself into a matziv when you will be mevatel a mitzvah ba'inus. Because who's asking you to put this talis on? Are you going to be mevatel a mitzvah ba'inus? It must be. You're allowed to put yourself in a matziv where you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah ba'inus. Now the emes is that in Simen Yud Gimel, there is a machloikis, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, whether or not there might akol panim be an iser derabanan to put on this talis. The fifth shita that there's an iser derabanan, then it could be that's pshat in the Mishnah in Kisei Adam that there's an iser du shita midrabanan. But akol panim lefi the Taz who holds that it's mutter l'chachila to put on such a talis without tzitzis, l'chayru should also be mutter to shecht the animal, even though you're going to be in a matziv of oinus and you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah of kisei adam. There are a number of terutzim to this kasha, but we will mention one terutz now from the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri wants to answer al pi yisoy, which has many rayas to it, that the mitzvah of kisei adam isn't a mitzvah bifnei atzmai, but it's rather a gemar of the mitzvah of shechita. One of the rayas is that the Bahag says that although most mitzvahs were mevarach aleihem over la'asiyasam, but he says we don't make a bracha before doing kisei adam, because before kisei adam, you're actually in middle of a mitzvah. L'chayru the Bahag means that you're in middle of the mitzvah of shechita, and we don't make brachas in middle of doing a mitzvah. We see clearly from the Bahag that Kisui Adam is the Gemar of the Mitzvah of Shechita. If so, then we can answer the Gilyon Marsha's Kasha by saying that the reason why you can't shech the Kvi if you're not going to be able to do the Kisui Adam afterwards is because you aren't supposed to start a mitzvah if you aren't going to be able to finish it properly. Here, if you're going to start the mitzvah of Shechita, you need to be able to finish it properly by doing Kisei Adam. And if you won't, you shouldn't start by doing the Shechita at all. Masha'en came by tzitzis, you aren't starting and not finishing a mitzvah. Rather, you are just entering a situation where the mitzvah can't be done to begin with. And that is the chiddush of the Mordechai, that there is no problem with putting yourself into a matziv where you will be an oines and not be able to even start doing a mitzvah at all. The Gemara Vayter says that if you hold svi v'afilu miksas svi, and you have a kvi, which is a miksas svi, then you're chayiv in kisei adam. Tosfos asks a kasha on this Gemara based on a hakdama from the Gemara later. The Gemara later is mavur, that if you hold seh v'afilu miksas seh, and you have a kvi, which is a miksas seh, then you are chayiv in only chatzi of the matanis. We see that seh v'afilu miksas seh isn't mechayiv you in the whole matanus because only part of the animal is a seh. If so, then makisei adam also, if you only have a mixasvi, then only half of the dam should be chayiv in kisui, and the rest should be considered dam behema and potter from kisui. If so, how come the Gemara says that b'chiyai gavna you can do kisui and yomtiv? Why is it different than the Gemara which says that if you have a taruvis of dam chaya and dam behema, you can't do kisui and yomtiv? By us also, since there is a taruvis of dam chaya and dam behema, it should be aser in kisui. Tosis answers that it is only aser when there is shtei dekiris, where you do an extra tircha for the dam behema. But here, every mashu of dam has a part of dam chai in it, so there is no tircha shalai letzayruch. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shechita wants to say a different teretz to the kasha of Tosfos based on a yesod he is mechadish in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yubeis Hilchos Shechita paskins that if you shecht a mother, which is a mixas chaya, mixas behema, together with her son, you get malchus nidin oisei vesvenoi. Reb Chaim asks a stira from a different Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Macholos Asuris that says that if you have a mixas behema mixas chaya and you want to eat its chaylev, it is aser but ain loikin alav. In fact, Reb Chaim, why don't we say that just like a mixas behema is enough to give malchus midin oisev espenoi, which is totally in the din behema, also by chaylev, which is tali in a din behema, a mixas behema should be enough for malchus, and not just an iser. Rav Chaim wants to answer with the yesod that the iser of chaylev isn't tali in the cheftza itself being a behema, rather it is tali in whether this cheftza of chaylev came from a min of a behema or not, like it's mevur in the pasuk which says chaylev shar v'kesev. It is Xeris HaKosov that the Isser Chelev is totally if it came from an animal who has a Shem Behema like a Sharvaseh. The Fizeh, when you have an animal of Kalayim, which comes from a Chay and a Behema, and you take Chelev from this animal, we don't look at the Chelev as being a Taruvis of part Isser and part Heter, because even though the Chefs of the Chelev is actually part Behema and part Chaya, but since the Isser is not totally in the chefza of the chaylev, rather in the shame of the min of the animal as a whole, we have to dan what the shame of the animal is as a whole. And since the Isser is going to be totally in the shame of the animal as a whole, we can suggest the following. We can say, since in our case, in the gufa behema, there is a chatzi behema, that should be a siba to be goyrim an Isser in all of the chaylev, even in the part of the chaylev which comes from the chatzi chaya. But there's also a chatzi chaya in the guf ha-behema, which is a siba to be goyer maheter in all of the chaylev, even in the part that comes from the chatzi behema. In other words, the behema part of the guf ha-behema says that this is an animal that all its chaylev should be awesome. And the chaya part of the guf ha-behema says that this is an animal that all its chaylev should be mutter. Lefi this, we could be miyashiv the Rambam. Why does the Rambam paskin that the chaylev of a kvi is aser, but you don't get malchus? It's because when you have an animal that has a siba being goyrim that all the chaylev should be aser, what is that siba the mixas behema? And you have a siba for all the chaylev to be mutter, and that is the mixas chaya. The result of that, Zokter B'chaim Vidas the Rambam, is that there will be an iser, but no malchus. Reb Chaim is mechadish that there will be a new musig called the lav she'enoi gomer, kidei she'yis chayev alav. We have a musig of a lav, which is not a full lav, it's not enough of a lav which can give malchus, but there is still an iser. Ma she'en came by Yosef Espenoi, Reb Chaim says, everything depends on the dover hanishrat. Is it a shor v'seh or not? Like the pasuk says, v'shor oiseh Yosef Espenoi le'sishchetu. And since the guf of the kvi is a mixture of a mixaseh and a mixaschaya, and we paskin that sev afil mixaseh, so this kvi is fully nichlal in the parsha of Yisro Esmenoi. And you get even malchus. Masha'in came by chaylev, although the guf ha-chaylev is a mixture of mixaschaya and mixas behema, But as we said before, we don't dan the gufa chelev. We dan the gufa behema. And that creates a din in the whole chelev v'meila. And since we have conflicting dinim in how to give a din to the whole chelev, the result is a lav, but no malchus in the whole chelev. Reb Chaim goes weiter and says, that lefi this, we have a teretz of Toises Kasha. Toises wanted to be medame, the dam of a kvi, to blood of a behema and a chaya, which were nesariv. And Toises asked, the how come by dam of a behema and a chaya, which is nesariv? It is also lechasis biyomtiv, whereas by the dam of a kvi, the Gemara by Yosef Mavur, that you could do Kisei Ayantiv. This Kasha is not Shver, Lefi the Rama. Because by Kisei Adam, it is similar to Chelev. That the mitzvah isn't totally in the Guf Hadam, whether the Guf Hadam is a Behema or a Chaya. Rather, it is totally in the Guf Dover HaNishvat. Is the Guf Dover HaNishvat a Behema or a Chaya? Like it says in the Pasuk, Asher Yotzud Seid Chaya V'Oif. We see it's totally in whether the blood is coming from a guf chayav oif. Therefore, since in the guf behema anishchat, there is a mixas svi, and we hold svi vafim mixas svi, that is a siva to the goyim machiv of kisui, in all of the blood. Even though there's also a mixas behema, which is a siva to be goyim, a ptur from kisui in all of the dam, Zot Reb Chaim, that isn't enough to mafkia the chiv of kisui legamri. It's only enough to make it a chiv, not a chiv gomer. But there is a kol panim a chiv. Lefi this, Zot Reb Chaim, we could understand how come the Rambam in Perek Yudal at Hilchos Shchita says by a kvi, you do kisui adam, but you don't make a bracha. Now, l'chayro, according to Taisus, you have vadai part of the blood being from a chaya. So avada, you should make a bracha when you do kisui. But the Rambam l'shitasa is good, because he holds that there are conflicting sibas. One to be mechayiv the whole dam, and one to pater the whole dam. So what's the result? The result is a chiyuv sheinu gomer in the whole dam. And the Rambam holds, you only make a bracha on a mitzvah shleima v'gomer. It is kedai to mention that Rashi on this amud says an important hadgasha in the Isra of Yosef Espinai. Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil Ubas is madgish that although the Gemara, when it gives a case of Oisei Ve'Espinoi, says that the case is that the Vlad is a Ben, Rashi tells us it's Lav Davka, because the Isser is also if the Vlad is a Bas. The Re'eim Ala Teira in Vayikra Chav Beis Chav Ches asks that although the din of Rashi is Mefurish in a Mishal Lekamon and Da'a Pei Beis Amin Aleph, which says that you are Chayiv if you shecht a mother and her daughter, but this Gufa needs beer. How do we know that when the Pasuk says, Oisei ves benoi, it's not benoi dafka? Maybe it should be benoi dafka, not bas. The Reim answers that just like the Gemara on Ein Chesam Abeis learned, that Oisei ves benoi can be learned out from Shluach HaKein to say that it's only noig in a mother, not a father. Kimoikein, we can learn out from Shluach HaKein that just like there, even though it says, Habonim tikach loch, the mitzvah is noyeg by all children, even female children, and we know this because they are not gora from beitzim, which are chayev b'shiluach. So also by Yosef es benoi, it's noyeg by all children, even though the pasuk says beno. We will mention other truths into this kasha in later shiurim. Now the Gemara was mevur that lefi the rabbanon we say sev afilu mixas seh. Legabi several halachas such as Oisev es benoi. There is a taz in Archaim Simin Tov Reish Mem Tes of Katan Gimel that wants to learn from this halacha a big chiddush ledina. He wants to use it to be machshir on Esrik Hamurkav. Zok the taz lechayra the only chesaron in Esrik Hamurkav is that it has meuriv in it something that doesn't have the mile of an Esrik, such as a lemon. Memela says the taz. Since we hold sev afilu mixas sev, we should also say esrig afilu mixas esrig, and therefore an esrig amurchav should be kosher. The Tshuva Shvatz Yaakov in Chelik Aleph, Simin Laman Aleph, writes that the Shach was actually matter to use an esrig amurchav, and his ikur reason was because we paskin sev afilu mixas sev. However, the Shvatz Yaakov says that the Tshuvas Ramah in Simin, Kuf Yud Zayin, was already matre this svara from halacha, because we say, Loshen Torah l'chud, v'loshen Chacham l'chud. that even though legabi the Torah, the Lashon HaTorah, we say seh, afilu mixa seh, but by the Lashon of Chazal, we don't apply this. And if Chazal said to take an esrig, they did not mean a mixas esrig, they meant a full-fledged esrig, and therefore an esrig amurkav would be possible. Now, legabi halacha lemaisa, avada the minig ha'ilu is not to use an esrig hamurkav, and the emes, the place can find several other reasons to passel it besides the fact that it's only a mixas esrig. Ayin in the Paiskim, the different reasons ain't kana mokin laharich.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.